What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
I wanted to give some clarity on this Afrika Bambaataa situation. So many things came out with this situation, with this Afrika Bambaataa thing. Since 2016, when the story first broke. So let me give you a little bit of timeline. Let me take you back a little bit. I'm going to make this short and sweet. This is not going to be long. I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible. I don't want to make this some long, drawn out, hour long thing. This is not what this is going to be. Also, I'm not going to be doing a bunch of name dropping. I'm not here to gossip. I'm not here to disrespect anybody. I'm just here to tell the truth, because I was one of the people who was front line with this whole thing. So I don't remember the month exactly, because the direct messages are gone. So as we know, Star was the first one that I seen that made me aware of the Afrika Bambaataa situation, of him being accused of child molestation. So Star had an interview. So I was like, oh shit, like, this is crazy. You know, like, who has ever been accused besides R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, you know, different people that, you know, with black people, of course there's more, but with black people who's been accused of child molestation. But I'm like, Afrika Bambaataa, like, how do you pick that name out of a hat of all the people that you could blame? Or all the people that can be accused of something, like, why Afrika Bambaataa? So I didn't really get it. I didn't understand it. So Star started giving me more information. So, you know, I co-own a website called Forbes DVD. So the information he was giving me, Star had a little bit of traction. So I started taking the information that he was giving me and putting it on ForbesDVD.com. So people act like ForbesDVD.com was a website that wasn't a big website, that's not a big website. The shit took legs when it hit ForbesDVD. Star was doing the work. I was assisting him in getting the story out, because I was like, yo, this shit is crazy. You know, it's more and more things coming out. Then the Ron Savage interview hit. Then Star told me, yo, Ron Savage has that. This is a few names that I'm going to mention, all the parties involved. But he told me, say, yo, Ron Savage, the shit is crazy. He has a Trump card in all of this. He has something that he's not, you know, that he can reveal just in case they try to call him a liar. So, you know, I was just sitting there like, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. So the story's out there. No websites are covering it. Nobody in hip hop is talking about it. A few, I believe the Daily News, a few of those type of websites, a few of those publications was covering, but nobody within the hip-hop community. I think all hip-hop might have, and if they did, I apologize for saying that nobody, but I think all hip-hop did. But it wasn't like this full-scale scandal in hip-hop. It wasn't no full-scale people trying to find out what the hell is going on. Because for me personally, anytime I hear of rape, child molestation, anything harming a child, I always take that personal. So I was like, fuck it. I spoke to MREC, who's the partner in Forbes. I said, yo, listen, I want to put this Afrika Bambaataa shit out there. Because when you put shit out there and it's not true, you look crazy. If you put shit out there and it's true, you look crazy. So regardless, you damned if you do, damned if you don't. You have to put shit out there. You have to put it out there because it exists. Especially anything involving harming a child, young teenager, children. I'm not having that. As long as I got a voice, I'm going to speak against that. So Forbes, I'm not going to, also the chat, I can't speak to y'all because I'm going to lose my thought, and I got to stay on topic and on course with this. So I'll get to y'all in a minute. So, the story goes out there. Irritated Genie had a lecture, and I just called Genie to make sure that I was right in exacting this. Irritated Genie had a lecture in New York. So the story's getting out there. Now, this is somebody who's considered to be one of the godfathers and forefathers of hip-hop. Afrika Bambaataa. So, hip-hop is something near and dear to me because I'm actually in hip-hop. I'm in the hip-hop community. I've been in it since I was 15 years old. So, I'm in it. So, what happens is, I'm reading shit and it's throwing me off. Fuck. We in hip hop. So I knew people was going to come start asking me what I think. You Doggy Diamonds. You are in a hip hop community. They always quick to down hip hop. So I said, what's going to happen is, they gonna come and make this some hip-hop shit. They hate hip-hop. They trying to down hip-hop. They know that hip-hop is black men, black women, black children benefiting off of hip-hop on the public level, even though they're not making the most money, but they're benefiting off it. So what happens is, I said, yo, we got to do something. We're going to have to talk about this because they're going to come ask us. They're going to start asking us. So at the Irritated Genie press conference, at the Irritated Genie lecture, we decided to do a press conference. We said, yo, look, we got to get all black media together. And we're going to have to go out there and address this because they're going to start coming at hip-hop. They're going to start coming at black media. They're going to start asking us what we think about it. And we don't know what to say. We don't know if he's innocent. We don't know if he's guilty. So we need to ask him. We need to ask him if he's innocent of any of these things. He needs to just come to us and say, yo, this is what's happening. This is what's going on. I'm being framed. This is what's happening. Let us know so we know how to defend him in the situation. We know how to defend the situation if he comes to us. So we came together May 7th, 2016, and did a press conference. The press conference was arranged by myself and a few other people. The press conference had absolutely nothing to do with Sarnetta. He didn't arrange that press conference. So when people blame him for putting the press conference together, he didn't arrange that. He had nothing to do with that. He just filmed it. He was there. He was the biggest platform in the conscious community. So it would bring light to the people that were conscious. So that's why he was there. He was filmed. He did organize speakers. He did organize people to come there and speak. So that's why you seen the press conference that you had, with all different people speaking at the press conference. So we do the press conference May 7th, 2016. After the press conference was done, it's a great celebration. You know, we all was together. You know, we all came together under one banner. And I started saying to myself, damn, if we come together more like this, we could do a lot of shit. We could make a lot of things happen. We could do a lot of positive things, you know, dealing with situations in the dealing with black people. So, but we still have to address pedophilia and child molestation in the black community. So after the press conference, I went to various different people, the same shit. I went to various people at different times and said, look, this is what we need to do. We need to put together a lecture We need to put together a lecture where some of the healers in the conscious community could come and speak on how do you heal from being molested? What are some of the steps that you need to do? We can have people come who have been molested. They could give their testimony. And one of the most important things is that we'll let people know that it's not your fault that you've been molested. Right? So what we did, what I wanted to do also was, let's charge people to get in. Let's do a live stream. Take all the money that we get from the live stream. Let's take all the money that we get from the door. Let's find a charity that deals with children of sexual abuse and give them the money. Let's cut a check right there. So right there, not saying we're done with it, not saying our hands is clean, but we put the money where our mouth was. Everybody came because everybody was a fucking talking head the day of the press conference. Everybody had something to say, whether it was important, whether it was crazy, whether it was out. But I said, let's get the money together and let's cut a check to all the individuals who has been affected by molestation or child abuse. Let's find an organization. If it's a black organization, fine. Let's find an organization nonetheless. And we could say this is from the conscious community to this organization. To this organization. So I heard the backlash I got was, nah, people come speak, they gonna want money. So I'm like, hold the fuck up. Is this about money? Or is this about helping heal people that we so-called fighting for? Because it ain't even about Afrika Bambaataa. This wasn't a witch hunt for him with me. It wasn't personal. I don't know anything about that man. I saw him one time in my life. But it went to, nah, people gonna want money. So I'm like, damn. Well, I don't have money to pay anybody. I was like, fuck it, let's do it for free. Nah, people come out, they gonna want money. So I was like, all right. Anyway, that was the end of that. It died right there. Then I heard somebody then somebody said to me, and when they hear this, they gonna know I'm talking about them. Yo, we gotta be careful with the Afrika Bambaataa. And this is after the press conference. This is after it is done. Everybody done talked. Everybody done fucking rambled. Everybody was long-winded. Yo, we got to be careful with the Afrika Bambaataa shit because some of them niggas probably like that shit. I never revealed this to nobody. I revealed this behind the scenes to a few people that this was said to me. So I'm like, what? Nah, you got to be careful because them Bronx niggas is nasty. Some of them niggas probably like that shit. I was like, nah. We already did a press conference. We already did mad videos. So now we went from going against child molestation to the victims, alleged victims, are the villains now. So it died right there. It died. That's why you didn't see nobody else keep talking about it. That's why you didn't see nobody else keeping it going. It died right there. It was it. Dudes washed their hands with it and started saying, nah, I think them niggas, I think they like that shit. I think they wanted it. So what the fuck we do a press conference for? What the fuck everybody talking about for? Why? Because it was a point, it was a hot topic. It wasn't for helping nobody. It wasn't for fucking healing nobody. It was a hot topic. It was something to talk about for the moment. And then when that moment was over, they moved on and started talking about other shit. So me being who I am, I have my own platform. I don't have to depend on anybody who talks. I don't have to depend on anybody's platform. So what I did was, I said, I'm going to keep speaking about it. I'm not letting it go. So if you go right now on Doggy Diamonds TV and you type in Afrika Bambaataa, you look how many videos that I talked about it after May 7, 2016. I kept talking about it. Because what happened was people were hitting me and they kept saying to me, yo, what happened? Did he get away with it? And I kept trying to tell people it wasn't about him. It's not about him. What it is that I wanted people who were victim of child molestation, rape, pedophilia. I wanted people to know that it's not their fault that it happened to them. And I wanted them to be able to face the person that I wanted them to be able to face the person that did that shit to them. And do you know how many people said to me, yo, that shit helped me. That shit helped me. I'm glad that you kept going. I'm glad, yo, that shit helped me. I saw my uncle. I saw this dude. And I'm not going to put people on blast because I know people who that I know that told me behind the scenes personally, if I say certain things, they're going to know that I'm talking about them. And I don't want to put their business out there on my platform because it was private. So it was people who just told me that how much it helped them. And I'm talking about men who are alpha males, men who are working everyday men, women who are mothers, women who are wives, women who are different walks of life, who said to me how much this shit helped them. It helped them. It helped them move on. It helped them heal. So I felt like I did my job. I felt like I did my job. But then I also felt like as a whole, we failed the people. I felt like as a whole, we failed the people. We failed. Everybody that was at that press conference, Irritated Genie, Tazariot went on. They did lectures about it too. So shout out to them. But I felt I took personal responsibility and I felt like I fucking failed. I felt like I let the people down. People kept asking me, yo, what happened? What happened? And I don't know what to tell them. I didn't know what to tell them. May 7, 2016 was that press conference. Now it's the day it is now. It's 2 years later. I don't know what to tell people. People keep asking me. I don't know what to tell people. That's why I'm telling you now. I got other shit going on in my life. I got positive shit going on. I got negative shit going on. But I got my own life. I got my own shit. I don't have to talk about this. I was never molested. I was never abused. I don't know Afrika Bambaataa. I know Poppy. I know Ron Savage. I didn't know them for 20 years. I just met them during the time of this. I went on to have a relationship with both of them and talking about them, talking about them on different platforms and interviewing them after the fact. Interviewing them after the fact. I try to keep it going. I try to keep this going. When the press conference was happening, everybody knew about the press conference. I looked at who wasn't there. See, because I never look at who's in the room. I always look at who's not in the room. That bothers me. I looked at who stayed away from the topic altogether. I looked at Ali Muhammad saying, yo, we going to bring him before something, Afrika Bambaataa that is. And this is no disrespect to Ali Muhammad. I just want to know what happened. We're going to bring him before this and we're going to I know of people who was in classes with Afrika Bambaataa. I know people who got his number. I know people who know him. I don't know what happened. I don't know why it went away. So I said to myself, okay, I can't make it about him. I just have to make it about people who have been victimized. Everybody who knows me know how much I love children. And the innocence of children should always be protected. They should be able to play. They should be able to eat cake whenever they want. They should be able to have a good time. Everybody who knows me knows that about me. If you harm a child, you got a problem with me. Everybody knows that. I don't even like to see babies crying. Seriously. When I see babies crying, why that baby crying? That's just me. So when I think about children being molested, little babies, young men, young women, that shit bothers me. Always have, always will. So, 2018, here we are. I started seeing how the people who came out and said they were molested started being attacked. I started looking how people started saying the people who said they were molested started being attacked, started saying, yo, they wanted that shit. The same shit I heard in 2016. They wanted that shit. I look how many videos it is about the people who put the situation out there are under attack now. Based off of people personal feelings about the individual. Now, this is the thing with that. Whether you believe the individual or you don't believe the individual, that's on you. It's not for you to make videos going off on a person. Because what happens is, and this is the thing that I want everybody to fucking hear. This is what I want everybody to hear and understand. When you go against a person that accused somebody of molesting them, every person who has ever been molested goes back into hiding, becomes afraid again to say I've been molested, because they don't want to hear people say to them, you wanted it or you're lying. So that's the fucking disservice that you do when you do that shit. Where the fuck was y'all at the press conference? How are y'all Johnny Come Lately's on YouTube talking about shit that you don't even know what the fuck you talking about? You have no clue what you talking about on nothing. So the victims, the past victims, the future victims are afraid because they looking at people who are alleged victims. Because we have to say alleged because regardless to what, they are afraid to say anything now. So whether you like the individual or not, whether you like the individual or not, why are you making videos about an individual? And if you don't fuck with them, don't fuck with them. You don't got to make 80 videos about a person. You don't have to keep talking about the people. Because I've been in situations where some of the people who have been talked about with videos, and I say their name, Poppy and Ron Savage, ask them how many times I called them and say to them, listen, don't respond to this. Don't respond to that. Just stay on your mission. Stay on your course. Because the more you talk, the more you speak, the more you try to argue and fight with people, you being made to look like the villain in a situation that you might have been victimized in. You're being made to look like the villain. And it's crazy because the person who allegedly did these things, see, nobody even talk about them anymore. Now we're talking about the alleged victims. And the victims is the villain. And the villain is the victim. So I sit back and I see all these YouTubers, because my name is always fucking coming up. Like, my name is something to play with like that. But my name is always coming up. And I said to myself, I got to tell people what happened from my point of view, what I saw, what I heard, why it didn't go a certain way. Why it didn't go a certain way. So with that, people, I'm not here to take all your time. I just had to get that out. I'm actually done with it. I don't want to talk about it no more. In that instance, I have nothing personal against Afrika Bambaataa. I don't know that man. Many people from the Zulu Nation, past and present, have given me their opinion on the situation. It's just a fucking fucked up situation. It's just a fucked up situation because all I worry about is the people who have been victimized. It's not about me. It's not about any of these people who we talking about. It's about people who have been victimized who might be afraid to speak now. Because look how the people who speak, look how they get treated. Look how they get treated. Based off of your personal feelings. Even if you got a personal feeling with somebody. I mean, personal issue with somebody. You always have to be mindful of the other people that you can harm. Based off of what you're saying. When I say certain shit, when I think about certain people, I always think about, damn, I wonder if their children see this, how they might think. I wonder if their wife. I think about other people because it's innocent people in all situations that don't have nothing to do with the bullshit. That's why I wasn't here just naming names. That's why I wasn't here just name dropping. That's why I wasn't here looking to make a mockery of anybody or disrespect anybody. So at the end of it all, you always have to be mindful of other people. This ain't no crusade for me. I'm not here to get fame off of anybody's name or for any situation. I don't know. I wasn't there. All I know is that other people have been molested. Other people will be molested. And I want them to be able to have the courage to heal from it. And if the person is alive who did it to them, one day say, you did this to me. That's all that matters. Because how do we heal from situations? How do we heal from it? When a little girl comes and says, Uncle such and such molested me, what's the first thing everybody say? Most of the time they say she's lying. She's lying. Uncle such and such wouldn't do that. What the hell he want that little girl for? He ain't do that. She lying. Her little fast ass. She's gonna hear that from various people within the family, outside of the family. He's gonna deny it. Knowing that he might have been doing it. Or he did it. He's going to deny it. So here it is. She came and finally got the courage to say what happened. Hold on a second. This nigga's taking shit for a joke and I ain't fucking playing. So people come and they say, yo, she her little fast ass. She didn't like. So it went from he didn't do it. Then it went to she liked it or she wanted it. She was playing with him. Remember how she sat on his lap? Or she walk around here in them little shorts. Could be 11-year-old girl, 10-year-old girl. So what happens is, the first thing that happens is, the little girl say, fuck it. The uncle gonna keep doing it. But now, the person who did something is being defended. And a person who it happened to is being made to be the villain. So this shit, what I'm saying to y'all, and I'm going to close out on this. This is not about Afrika Bambaataa. It's not about Ron Savage. It's not about Poppy. It's not about me. It's about other people who have faced this, who haven't healed from it, who want to kill themselves right now, who's suicidal, who have killed themselves, who have molested other people based on what happened to them. And us letting them know that it's not always your fault. It's not your fault at all. I said always, reading something. It's not your fault that things happen to you. So this video is not about you to attack Afrika Bambaataa. It's not for you to attack me. It's not for you to attack anybody. This is all about, for future references, always think of other victims before you sit here and say somebody wanted something. I don't know what's going on in a lot of these YouTube shits with y'all arguing and back and forth. Because once I see the 400 video about somebody, I'm like, all right, this shit's getting too weird. I'm not watching these videos. I don't know about none of this. But what about the children? What about the 45-year-old woman who's been living with a secret for 40 years? Who has either been promiscuous, who has been, don't know how to be intimate with their husband, boyfriend, whatever, because of what happened to them. How do they heal if they see people saying she probably wanted it? That's not what that shit is about. So with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. Like I said, I already know it's going to be 700 videos about this thing. I'm just letting anybody know, if you use my audio, if you use my voice, I do not give anybody permission to use my voice on shit. I don't fuck with none of y'all. I don't like many of you personally and privately, but I don't sit here and try to down nobody. I just don't fuck with none of y'all. Because of this situation right here, really, really left a bad taste in my mouth on what I see going on right now. So at the end of it all, if you are a woman, if you are a man, if you are any people who have been molested, touched, please get help. I never suffered from physical abuse, sexual abuse, but I did live with a parent who suffered from substance abuse. And what I went and did, I went and got help. I went and got counseling from what happened, from what I saw. Nothing even physically happened to me, just but what I saw. I went and got help. And I think a lot of people need to look into counseling for some of the things that they've been through, for some of the things that's going on with them. And that's why I keep talking. I keep saying I'm leaving and I keep talking still. My bad. But why you think I got so many videos on mental health? Go through my fucking channel, because a lot of times people really, really go and you look at these other people and then you say to me, well, you're not this, you're not that. Why you're not this? Why you're not that? Because look at what I'm talking about. Now look on my channel. When you get a chance, go through the search, look, put the word mental in there. Put mental health. Look how many videos I covered that. Look how many videos say Afrika Bambaataa in it. I tried. So with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you hit the like button. When you subscribe, make sure you hit the bell next to the subscribe button. So every time I'm going live, you can always get the notification that I'm going live. Make sure you hit the like button if you like the video. I didn't even start the video earlier today and it already had some thumbs down and shit, which was hilarious to me. It already had thumbs down. I didn't even fucking start the video. Anyway, so for everybody who has been molested, hold your head up, stay brave, get help, speak. Talking is very, very therapeutic. Find somebody that you trust that you could talk to. It doesn't have to be a friend. It could be somebody professional. Because it's not your fault. You aren't to blame. You wasn't fast. You didn't want it. Some people don't even know how to fight wrong shit that's happening to them. You got people who get their lunch money taken every day in school and they scared to speak. So can you say to them, oh, you wanted your lunch money taken? You got children who's being bullied every day in school by another child or a teacher. You can't say, oh, he wanted it. Or she wanted it because they didn't tell nobody. They kept going back. Anyway, I'm out of here. Y'all have a good day. Peace.
All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace.
Doggy Diamonds did this.